We're joined now here on regional radio by the new activities coordinator at Fox High School, Mr. Zach Brown. And Mr. Brown, obviously, just recently getting hired on there, but very familiar with the Fox High School program as well. So just what are your thoughts about being the new AD there?
Really excited about the opportunity to kind of work with our coaches here. We got a really good program that Nick Giannino has, as a mentor to me as well. Kind of laid out a good foundation. So I'm really excited about the opportunity to work with our coaches and kind of bring it to the next level.
Yeah, when the position became available, was that something that you were pretty interested in, or was it something that kind of fell naturally into place?
It's kind of, to me, this whole sports world is natural. I grew up around sports. My dad was a head coach at Northwest for their, I think it was like 10 years or 12 years or so. My mom was a coach. My brother's a coach. So as far as the sports world is concerned, that's what is comforting to me. That's what we know. We know education and we know sports. So when that job opened up, it was kind of the perfect world, if you will.
Very cool. And based on the history that I know about you, you've been jumping around up in Northern Jefferson County for a while with a bunch of coaching staff. Just kind of take us through your experience and history.
I started out here actually at Fox High School coaching baseball and basketball. And really, basketball has been kind of the passion throughout our family. I coached basketball here. Then I took an assistant job with my brother at Northwest. He was the head girls basketball coach out there. And then once I was there for 4 years, I decided that I was going to take on my own program at Sekman High School. So I became the head basketball coach there for the girls program. And then, things kind of fell into place over here as being a boys assistant and being able to be back into the building in which I was teaching at, which was a kind of a transition that I was looking for at some point in time. And Mike Wilkin gave me the opportunity to be his assistant over here, and that's kind of the history of how I got to kind of where I'm at basketball wise. So kind of been everywhere, as you mentioned. But it's been a good road. It's been something that I've been appreciative of. I've learned from on how to deal with coaches, and really think I've used a lot of those experiences to kind of get where I'm at.
Absolutely. And then, Mr. Brown, for you, obviously, get that AD, but you get to work with all the coaches as well and obviously very familiar with them. Just tell us a little bit about where the sport programs are at over at Fox and the strengths.
We've got a lot of great coaches. I really think that as a core group of coaches, we care about our kids. We put in a lot of effort. I've been up here at school for like the last 2 weeks and just seeing all the coaches that have been involved with their programs, whether it be a camp or an open gym or an open field, those kinds of things speak volumes for our coaches and how much they care about our kids and they care about their program. When you show up and you see a coach working hard, you really feel that that's in a good spot for those kids, and those kids see that and they respect that and they want to work hard for that coach. So I've really enjoyed the process so far. I know it's been early, I've been able to individually meet with each coach and talk about their needs and their wants and the things that they feel, that I can help them out in. And that's really what this job is all about, is trying to be of some type of service to them and allow them to just coach, because that's what they're good at. So I'm trying to do my best to make sure that the program in itself that has built the respect that it deserves is being maintained and organized and planned and all that kind of stuff. So I'm excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, and does it make it a little easier, at least transition-wise, that kind of comes in the summer, so it's not smack dab in the middle of the school year?
Yeah, that definitely helps out a lot. I can kind of get the newness out. I officially don't start until July 1st, but, I kind of made it a goal to kind of get the newness out in June so that when July does start, I'm kind of in the swing of things and understand the process. I can promise you I don't know it all by July 1st, that's for sure. But I'm at least going to get some of that newness out.
How would you describe kind of your personality when it comes to working with the coaches? Are you kind of going to be more the laid back, or is it kind of a, hey, my door's always open type deal?
I've always been a door's always open. I've always been a relationship guy. When I was in the classroom, I think it was all about building those positive relationships with kids, and I don't think that dealing with adults in that matter is any different. When you build relationships in a positive manner, I think that they're more likely and more willing to work for you. So and to maintain, and we want to maintain as many coaches as we can. So, you know, that's what I really enjoy about this, is being able to build those relationships with those coaches and to let them understand that I am here for them. I'm here to support them. So I'm a hands-on guy when it comes to wanting to be around the kids. I've told the coaches that I've met with so far that, you know, I'm going to be at your practices, and I'd really like to be involved. I mean, whether it be a track coach that I'm holding a stopwatch, or if I'm throwing a football, or whatever it may be, I really want to be involved with the kids to let them know that I care and that I really do care about their process.
Yeah, and Mr. Brown, for you, when you look at what the athletic department has, obviously Fox, one of the bigger schools in the Jefferson County area, any projects on hand in terms of equipment and facilities of that nature, or are things looking good and up to date at that point?
Well, I was fortunate coming into this position. Our facilities are beautiful. You know, we've got currently right now, we've got a baseball hitting facility that's being – it's not done yet. It's still kind of in the works. It's, for the most part, finished as far as usage. They can use it now. They'd like to finish up the sides of the walls and stuff, which will eventually be more of an enclosed area. And that's really the biggest thing we got going on right now. You know, our football field is turf, so it's beautiful. We're taking care of that. Our track and infield area is beautiful. And I really think that down the road, sure, there's some expansion that we'd like to do with some of the area and try to make it a little bit more beneficial to our department and our sports. But as of right now, there's not really that much that has to go into it, because it's pretty good. We just need to maintain it and kind of evaluate things from here on out and see what we need to do.
Yeah, how important is it to you to continue to get the school involved in terms of the other students that may not be in the athletes or athletes in different sports? How important is it to get them out at the games and really cheer the team on and show that school pride?
Well, if you've ever been a part of a sport, when someone comes to watch you, it kind of lifts the spirit. And when we have a school of our size and being able to get as many kids out there as possible, it can only help. It can't hurt us as far as, you know, the play is concerned. But getting into our entire school and making them proud of where they come from, that's a big thing with me, is being proud of where you come from and to live in the experience and live presently and really get into being what it takes to be a Warrior. And I'm really excited about trying to reach out to the classroom and the academic side of things and to get kids out, but not only just within our high school, but I really want to reach out to our community. I want to reach out to our middle schools and elementaries and see how many of those people can come out and really start to support our kids. And again, it all goes down to what can we do to kind of create an experience for our kids.
Absolutely. Does that a lot of, you know, kind of promotion type work online with social media and things like that to try to get all the events out there and the people involved and so they're aware of it and things of that nature, build a little hype?
Yeah, it's your outreach, you know, whatever you can do to reach out to each of those individual schools or the community. You know, I'm going to probably be all over our leader, you know, our Jefferson County leader here, and talk to them about certain things. And we've got some good ideas coming up with an alumni group that we're trying to establish here as far as kind of a committee is concerned athletically, and how we can reach out to some of those old athletes and get them to come back and watch a game, whether it be a football game, basketball game, or, you know, whatever it may be, a soccer game. You know, our alumni are out there, and I know that they're wanting to support us. We just need to reach out to them and show them that, you know, we care about them, we remember them, and we want them to be a part of this process.
Yeah, one of the big things that I remember seeing, at least over social media, was how big your guys' pep assemblies were, you know, before the
yeah.
football games. It really looks like that you have a really strong foundation to continue build off of.
Yeah, we do have a good foundation, and that's a good start as far as, you know, me coming into this and what I can do to kind of help that out. But I got to give credit to, you know, Robin Green and David Plyman, who are our student council sponsors. They literally have helped out our process a lot, where they're getting involved with, you know, the pregame stuff and the pep rallies and trying to bring more people in. So I can't take, and I don't think Coach Giannino would take credit either for the whole thing, because of the fact that our student council has been so involved with us and our relationship is very important. So Robin Green and I were both science teachers. She was my department head, so that relationship is always going to be there, and I'm hoping that we can continue that.
Another thing that I always see a lot of coming out of Fox just via the social media and online is the amount of athletes that you have getting a chance to go play at the next level yet next year in college. And I imagine that's a year-by-year type thing. And obviously, you can't just rely on your athletic ability to do that. You have to get good grades in the classroom as well. So how important is it to continue to keep strong grades in the classroom with your student athletes?
Yeah, that's an emphasis. You know, I always stress with my players whenever I was a coach that the most important part right now is the classroom and for them to be good citizens and trying to understand their role as far as what it takes to be good people. And all of that stuff will kind of fall into place in the right spot if you take care of business in the classroom. If you are a responsible, respectful person, your classroom will take care of itself, which then in turn is going to give you more opportunities, such as playing at the next level. So if they take care of their business in the classroom, then I think that they give themselves the opportunity. And then we can, you know, reach out to those coaches and say, hey, we've got, not only do we have a great athlete, but we've got a kid who is going to definitely make a difference in the classrooms and the environment and the community, whichever, you know, college or university they decide to go to.
Absolutely. Hey, Mr. Brown, anything you'd like to touch on or anything you'd like to add about being the new activities director and coordinator over there at Fox before I let you go?
No, I appreciate the phone call and the interview. This is an opportunity for us to, you know, reach out to our community, and I really want to make that an emphasis to really get out to our community and show them that we care, and not that we haven't in the past. Please don't take that the wrong way. It's just something that is an emphasis on me coming in is showing that we want to have a community outreach and that our kids are great kids and we want to celebrate our kids. And we have a phenomenal department here, and I'm really excited about this opportunity to take it to the next level.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know it was just recently I talked with Coach Tinker, and he said they went out and did some sandbagging over at the Bayshore area. So there it is,
yeah,
giving back to the community
there. Giving back to the community, that's what we need. And it wasn't just them. It was our wrestling program. They did that. Our Palms kids, they did that. I think even some of our other athletes in the spring did that as well. So, you know, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I'm looking for kids and programs and coaches that are really willing to step out into, you know, helping the community. That's what it's all about. It's all about the experience.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Brown, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your afternoon to speak with us here on KJF.
Thank you, sir.
That's Mr. Zach Brown. He is the new activities director and coordinator over at Fox High School, joining us here on 1400 KJFF.